Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
You're listening to Bonnie Albers on air, and I might sound like an alien in a few minutes because I barely can breathe, talk, swallow. So if you all can hang in there, then I can too. But you are listening to Bonnie Albers on air, and I am your hostess with the Moses, no matter what, Bonnie Albers. I am so excited. We had a great show yesterday. I just love Mark and Tommy, and we just rocked the house yesterday. And today I have a fabulous, awesome guest with me. She is an angel, a fairyologist. She's my angel too, because she's always on the show and she fills in whenever I need it. And she also comes on her own. And I would like to introduce to you in just a few minutes, Becca G. Becca, just wait and hold on, because I just want to announce to everybody that I forgot. Oh, yes. Now I know. This is reality radio, everyone. Today is my 37th year anniversary. So I want to shout out to my husband. You are the love of my life. You are my soulmate, my forever, ever partner in every life that I come with you with. And I am just so proud and honored that you would be with me in this lifetime. And I couldn't have asked for a better, loving, sweet, and awesome soulmate as you. So thank you for traipsing this world as Bonnie and Art, and many, many lifetimes as whoever we were with me. And I adore you, honey. And I hope we have another 100 more. So with that, I am going to introduce Becca G. I love that name, Becca. Becca G, you are on with me. Hi.
Hi. Happy anniversary.
I know. You know, I think to myself, 37 years, and I've probably known him 39. So I've known him longer than I ever was with my parents. Isn't that crazy when you think about it?
It is.
Yeah. And I know we came down as soulmates. I always say he owes me a life, because I think in the last life, he was not too nice to me. But I know we come as all kinds of partners, and we always traipse this heavy or this earthly universe together. And I'm sure many other ones. So I'm glad I could give a shout out to him. Becca, yesterday, I don't know if you heard, and I was just so over the top excited, but Mark is a herbologist, and all month long, Spirit has been hitting me that, you know, about healing, different modalities of healing, shamanism, and shamanism is all about herbalism. So I
sure
thought
is.
It was so, yeah. Didn't you think it was cool when I don't know if you heard him, but he went through the different zodiac signs and told everybody what herbs should be around them?
Yeah, I haven't done it yet. I haven't listened yet. I was out yesterday.
Oh, you've got to listen to the show. I think we missed. The only problem I feel is that we missed two of the zodiac signs. We got up to, I think, Capricorn, and I feel like he did Aquarius, but I feel we're missing Pisces. Now, I know we did Aries. No, Pisces and Aries. I think those are the two we were missing. But it was like a surprise that we did this, because I love astrology. He's got so many talents. But the really cool thing, and I want to know what you're thinking of, because you do rock the earthly elements, is how do you feel about teas and herbs to heal, mend, and make us... And use it in like a medicinal type world, even aromatherapy.
Well, for me, it goes back to the original teachings, and that's what they were taught many, many, many eons ago. And, you know, for many years, many centuries, decades, that's what people had for medicine, and it worked fine. You know,
what do you think of using them as teas and aromatherapy? Like, do you use anything? Like, what do you use any like aromatherapy that makes you feel really good? Like, you smell something and you know it brings you back. To
I like
really
all of it.
Yeah,
I like it. One of my favorite scents, patchouli, and a lot of people don't like it, but I love it.
What is it?
Patchouli.
Ah, you know, my girlfriend Susie wears that. She's a white witch. Or she was. Now she denies she's anything. But she you know, she pulls the witch card every so often. But she's been doing it since she's 14 or 13. And, you know, then she got married and her husband thought it was really cool. And then things happen. And, you know, she's moving back into, you know, people. She was what they call alone, you know, she doesn't belong to like a big group.
Solitary.
And yeah, she's a solitary. I don't know too much about this, but she does, like she said, even when nobody knew what she was doing, she has a beautiful, beautiful pond in the back of her house, and she built like a rock altar, and she does a lot. All the animals just come there. It's like a multi-billion dollar house, Yet when you look out, it looks like Sherwood Forest. I mean, she gets deer and she gets bunnies and she gets foxes. I mean, and I just always feel like they know that she's, I think we looked at her and thought she was Maeve. So, or I did anyway. Yeah, so it's really interesting. And I don't know why we brought this up. Oh, but she wears patchouli.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah,
that so kind of sounds like my house. I have all those animals around all the time, too.
And then you wear patchouli. Well, let me ask you again. Are you a Gemini?
I have a Gemini moon.
Okay, what is your sun sign?
My sun sign's Aquarius.
Okay, because I think he got up to Aquarius. And I think you were, I think it was Min, you go back and listen, but I wonder if patchouli is on that list. And what
know.
He says is, what, and what's really interesting is when he used Cancer, you know, because I'm a Cancer and my birthday is, and for everyone, my birthday, 30 days, 29 days, whatever it is, and you better all remember. But he went in and said, Cancer has, it's lemon balm parsley. And what's really interesting is I love parsley and I grow fresh parsley. So, you know, it's really interesting how he can match up the zodiac signs with the scents and the herbs that either you should be eating, keeping around you for health, or that help you in daily life. So I'm going to continue that show because I thought it was a really, you know, when he comes back, I think it was a really cool show. But I know. So, and that really to me goes with the fairies and really with the elemental energies and angels, because they're so earth oriented. And, you know, that's where all these products come from, the earth.
It is. Yep.
What can
definitely.
I ask the question? Go ahead. I'm just talking, and I really, between my nose running and my mouth running, you're never going to get a word in it. So please continue to tell me what you were thinking.
I don't remember now.
I can do that to you. So what I wanted to tell you before we actually get to the phone lines is I'm going to pull a card, and it's really crazy because yesterday I was drawn to pull a fairy, an angel card, and I never do it. I had a reading with a woman and they told me I needed to pull four cards and a qualifier. And the first one was angel guidance card. So I know the angels are around. I know the angels are with all of us, and you rock the angel energy. What deck do you use, just to let everybody know? I know you have a lot of them, but what's your favorite deck?
I really like the Power Tarot, the Power Angel Tarot by Doreen Virtue.
And are they, I think I have every deck out there. But what's interesting is yesterday I used the Angel Guidance card. And I pulled the Cupid card. And would you believe she was here, of course. I mean, you know, spirit works in wonderful ways about love. So it was just a really cool reading. And I had forgotten that I had a lot of my angel decks. So do you have is there any type of, I know that I use a unicorn deck from that guy that called in and said something about unicorns. And, I'm not using my unicorn deck that I usually use. And I brought it back out. But do you have a fairy deck that you use?
I have all kinds of them. I have almost every single deck that Doreen's got. Some of the newest ones I don't have yet, but most of them I have. I like the just plain fairy tarot, and then I like magical messages from the fairies and healing with the fairies.
Oh,
but
I love
the unicorns. Yeah. Love the unicorns and the butterflies and the mermaids and all of those. However,
you
I don't use cards all that much anymore.
I don't either. But, you know, I had started to pull them. They told me to pull them at the beginning of the show. And it gives a message to people and it tells a story. I had stopped doing it for a long time. And then they told me to pull them back in. So So I am going to tell you, I'm shuffling while we're talking, and I want to give this message to somebody out there. What's really cool is I use this, and actually I didn't bring out my angel deck when I did my daughter. I had did a reading for her right before the show, and the reading came out spot on about what we were talking about. So I think that's really cool. So now
it is.
I've pulled as my nose is running down to my mouth here, I am going to tell you what I pulled for whoever is listening. The first card I pull is from my absolutely favorite flower therapy deck. So I don't know who this is for, but this is a great story, guys. I just pulled it while I was talking for the energy for the show. So the first card is Take Time for Yourself. It's a tulip, a beautiful. Are you with me? Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
The whole board just dropped off. Take time for yourself. It's a tulip. Enjoy relaxation activities that nurture your soul. Oh my gosh. How many of us don't need that? The next card. Yeah, I mean, oh gosh, maybe that's what I'm doing. I'm supposed to be taking it easy today, but you know, I couldn't give up the show. The next card is my unicorn deck. And this one is a real kicker. Change. The changes that you're going through are positive. I mean, think about that. You've got Take Time for Yourself, the tulip, the beautiful unicorn change. The changes that you're going through are positive. And then the next card is the soul journey card. And that is regret. I know that I cannot change the past. So yeah, the change card. And then the regret, I can't change the past. But I don't really believe that we can change the past or that we should change the past. What I always do is look towards the future. If you've made a detour, and I'm not going to call them, you know, a negative turn, but taking a detour in your life, the next day is always great for, hey, I see a brighter future. The next minute, I don't want to be here. I want to be doing something positive. So I'm going to do a qualifier card. And then if you want to ask me a question, Becca, you can actually. So I haven't done a reading. Well, you can ask me and I'll do a reading for you. But, you know, the Soul Journey card is done by James Van Praagh. I don't always love his words, but I love his meaning. So the... Oh my gosh. The quantifier card is the tower. So here we go with change. We can't change the past. And the tower, you know, is all about everything crumbling down and giving a new beginning. Because when you change everything, when you have the tower and everything goes down to the beginning of the structure, that leaves room for building beautiful, new, and awesome, positive future change. So is that cool or what?
It is cool.
So that is what somebody out there needs. I'm hoping it isn't you, Becca, but it might be.
I don't know what I need anymore.
Well, you know, I know you were sick. I know you weren't feeling real well. And I mean, a lot of us are going through it. You've got some issues with health. And I know that you're going to get better. It's really weird because I felt you felt better when I was, you know, your aura. So maybe because you're not in the hospital, you are feeling better.
I think I was picking up on other people's energies. My mother's partner, they've been together for like 10 years. His grandson's wife's brother was killed in a car accident this weekend. And I kind of just think I was on that energy coming in, you know?
Oh, that's horrible. And what did you end up in the hospital for? What?
Blood pressure went straight through the roof.
Okay.
But, so I'm my blood pressure went sky high and there was no reason really.
Well, it's really crazy because here, did you read these cards? Take time for yourself, enjoy relaxation activities, and nurture your soul. Change. The change that you're going through is positive. You're changing your medications and changing how you're living. Regret.
Yeah, I was on an anti. I was on a new anti-inflammatory, and I stopped taking it because my blood pressure had been going up gradually since I started it. And then I spiked like that, so I stopped it, and it went right back to normal. So it may have just been that, but hard to say.
Yeah, and then and then here's the tower, the crashing of everything, and that was, you know, that. But you know, with the tower, leaves room for change. So I could feel it with you when I picked you up. Actually, before I did that, I felt that if you don't feel better now, which I feel you do. So if you subconsciously tell me, no, I don't, because that's what you said, I feel like you do, which means you're going to be getting better, you know, soon. I just say
I think I've kind of said I'm done with medications. I'm done with doctors. It's time for life change. And yeah, I've kind of claimed that. Like I said, the kids had died. 29. He was really young. And the thing is my daughter split up with her boyfriend of like 12 years. 2 years ago, and my mother had tried to get her and him together. And I had prayed at that time, you know, if it is for the best interest, then let it. But if it's not, then let something else come along. And they did not get together. And I'm thinking, if she had been with him, she would have been killed too, because he was drunk. And, or at least they're saying he was drunk. And I'm like, you know, she could have been in that car too.
Yeah.
So I want to give a shout out for unanswered prayers. Trust that things are as they should be.
Absolutely. I it's the same thing. I believe that the universe, our angels, guides, and masters know our plan. So the thing is, if we don't know our plan, they do. And not all the time what we want, we're going to have. I am going to pick up 347. 347, you are on with the angels. Well, let's just say you got one sick angel and one sicker angel. So, okay, but we're really good at this time. 347, you're on with the angel. Hi. Hello.
I scared them away.
Maybe they're sleeping. 347, you are on with us. Okay, you're just listening then.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
I think they were there.
Wait, let me put them back. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Sunshine.
Oh, Sunshine. Oh, my God, honey. Sunshine is not, it's shining out my window. It's just not shining in my head because I'm so sick. I can't take it. In fact, you're on the show and I'm headed for my throat lozenge. But I can't
really
believe it. Yes, I'm not. But I'm so happy to be on the show. And nobody else would have probably showed up for work because I've got a fever, I've got a runny nose, my eyes. Yesterday, I was doing a thing and Drano got splashed in my eye. I thought I was going to go blind.
Oh, no.
So, So that is what I'm dealing with. And so, Sunshine, when you pick up the phone that fast, I get it. The energy is all about let's take it slow. So what can I, Sunshine, what did you want to know from us today?
Well, believe it or not, I just did like a major surgery and I want to know about my road to recovery. I want to have a speedy recovery because I'm taking like a test in 6 weeks. So I didn't withdraw from the test. So I want to see if, you know, I'll be able to get myself back together.
I'm going to hand you over to Beck and grab my throat lozenge. Can you take this, Beck, and then I'll be
back. Okay. I'll give it a try. Okay, so you said major surgery.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel it's in the center of the body, like the stomach area or lungs, liver. Okay.
Yeah. It was
I'm in the right area. Okay. Mm-hmm. And your biggest question is, are you going to be able to heal and get back to a normal life?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to heal, but I'm scheduled to take an exam in 6 weeks. And the healing process is 6 weeks. It could be up to 6 weeks. So I'm just wondering if
you're
going to
heal quickly. I feel like you're going to heal quickly. Okay. I think you will, and I'm going to help you with that because I will send you some energy therapy too.
Thank you.
But we're going to make sure you heal in time for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I don't feel any, like I heard them say, don't cancel it. So when they say don't cancel it to me, that means that whatever the test you're supposed to be taking is faded. So I think you're good, whichever way it goes, because I feel it's going to be good in your favor. But I don't feel that your whatever you did is going to be lingering, that you can't take the test, is what they're telling me.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I'm just going to be, I'm actually leaving the hospital shortly, but I want to be, you know, I want to get back to myself, and I definitely want to start studying or whatever, but, you know, my health comes first, but I just wasn't sure if I should withdraw or not, or if I'm going to be, you know, back to my normal self soon.
Go ahead, Becca, because I didn't even hear what you said.
No, I definitely feel a very fast healing coming, so. I feel I'm hearing rapid. You're going to have rapid healing. So I would not cancel it. And I just sent you a little bit of energy therapy right now, so to help you with that healing. I don't know if you felt anything or not, but I was sending it while Bonnie was talking.
Thanks. I'm going to go do
I don't have any sneezes. You need to send me.
Right, Bonnie?
Okay.
I'm going to go try some Reiki, like get a Reiki thing too to see if that can help me as well.
It will help speed it up.
Yeah, because that's what I need to heal as soon as possible. But
I'll keep
I'm
you
just
on
my,
my
best. Thank you, but that's all I wanted to know.
Good
all
luck.
Sunshine, because you know everything else. Good luck, baby. Okay?
Yes, thank you both. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. Brenda, I mean, Becca, and, you know, I'm looking at Brenda. The girl Brenda is the one who I had hired to take Arthur to school because I can't drive. So, you now know I've got all these bees in my life. So, I'm really thrilled to death that you're with me. And I am going to pick up Stephanie away. I don't know. She doesn't have her hand up, so I'm not sure if she's just listening. So if you are just listening, 708, then don't say anything, but I am going to pick you up. 708, you are on with Becca G and me. Hi. Okay. I had that feeling. So Becca G, how about this? I will give you a reading.
Sounds good to me.
You tell me what you
want to
know.
Okay, when I was in the hospital the other night, there was a person in the bed beside of me that was actually there from a heroin overdose. And I kind of wondered if I was made to have this problem to be there at that time to help send energy to this person. And if part of my path that's opening up is working with people who are struggling with addiction. If this is why all of this happened, was I sent there for that reason? To get an up close and personal what these people are going through.
Was it a male patient?
Yes, it was.
No. Okay. And was it, well, I'm going to assume it was, he was younger than you, right?
Yeah, he was young. He was young.
Yeah.
I didn't see him, but he was young.
Okay. So I feel that you are absolutely a healer and you are grounded to the earth. So this would be a great, great opening type healing modality that would, I mean, if you've heard the government, you heard Louisville, where my daughter works, they're now giving Narcan in nose drops to the police to give these victims that they just find on the street because heroin overdoses are so prevalent. I'm downloading this. I'm not sending it for myself. So it, to me, yes, I believe you were there. I feel that there were two folds of why you needed to be there. One, I feel you found a new modality that you need to work with. And this is going, I don't know if you're licensed, but there is a license for an addiction counselor. And it's a really quick one. I mean, you can do it online and work with him. Not sure. I mean, what did you do? Look it up while you're in it.
My first cousin runs an addiction rehab program. It's a religious rehab, but it's called White Horse. So yeah, they are looking for counselors.
Yeah, and I feel like you would be perfect at that. And because I feel that earth angels, and that's what you are, besides some other things that you're, earth angels and fairies are the ones that do it, because they ground heroin. I hate to say this, is an earthly addiction. So you'd be perfect to work with them. And it isn't going to be easy, but it'll be very, very, very satisfying. You won't be able to save all of them, but you will definitely be able to save some of them. I do see that as a pathway that you should start to pursue. If you don't, they'll knock you on the head with it. The second reason,
yeah,
I
well,
feel
you know,
there,
I couldn't get much closer to home, you know?
Yeah, and the next reason, true, and the next reason that you're there is because they want you to start, and it's crazy that I'm not going to toot my own horn. It's really spirits, but I don't know why they kept saying shamanism all month, and I don't know why they were bringing herbalism and herbs and all this kind of stuff. And what I knew it would resonate to someone. It did with Mark, and he got back into saying, you know, I've worked with him, and you know what? I'm going to go back and start working with him again because I'm trained and I'm licensed for them. And, you know, you're so trained and licensed for everything. So I don't want you to, you know, that's not what I'm telling you. But what they're saying to me is that there are herbs, natural medicines that they want you to start looking at versus regular medicine. Now, I'm an Eastern Western girl, so you can't ask me, but they want mm-hmm. you to start making some conversions towards that way. Because as you see, Western medicine for you or Eastern? Which one are we, Eastern or Western?
I don't know.
Whatever this is, I think it's Western. I think it's Eastern.
Yes.
Eastern medicine doesn't always, it needs some help. And so our Western cousin of natural medicine, they have natural high blood pressure medicines, natural thyroid medicines. It takes a little longer, but it is the purest form of medicine, actually. And now we're seeing it even in the cancer centers. So they want you to start looking at the roots, the herbs, and what you can do to start healing yourself, because you are not finding the perfect match with the Western
way. No finding matches. It's like no matches.
Yeah.
Delete.
Yeah. Yeah. And what they want you to do is realize that you, and I keep hearing the word shaman. So, and I always think of a male as a shaman, and they've been hitting me on the head.
I'm a shaman too.
Yeah,
I'm a shaman.
They want you, if you are a shaman or a shaman, as I say, potato, potato, you need to start practicing what you preach, is what I'm hearing. And that means finding what you need to do to actually, you know, there's an old saying, something help thyself. Well, what's that saying?
Yeah, healer, heal thyself.
Yeah,
healer, heal thyself.
Yeah, so that is really what they want you to know. And then when you heal thyself with that, you will be able to take that knowledge with you with these heroin addicts or addicted, because there are herbs and there are, to switch, you know, with addiction, a lot of times besides them being a physical addiction, there's a mental addiction and emotional addiction. And they're showing me that there are roots, plants, herbs, smells, solstices that will help alleviate these people's addictions. And with you understanding that, that's going to be how they succeed versus anybody else. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
That was a download, Becca, because I kept seeing everything. So it's a twofold for you. And I feel that you have been, would you stop? They told me that you're dragging your feet, and I don't know why. And I'm sorry if you're not, but that's what they're telling me.
No, I am. I know what they mean.
So what they want, you're dragging your little fairy wings. So what they want you to do is, if they've got a, you know, I always say that if you don't listen and you don't listen twice and then you don't listen three times, they knock you on the head. And then if you don't listen, they take you out. So for me, this is your wake-up call. This is the call of the wild. This is the call that you need to be able to start healing. Do your healing work with you while you're also developing a program, which you're going to find when you start researching the herbs that you need. And they keep saying the word poultice. I don't know what a poultice is, but I think it's something that you put on your skin. You know, you rub on your skin, or you put, you grind all of it down, you grind the herbs down, and you use it in, you know, in a tea or whatever for these people.
So, in other words, it works by witchcraft?
I don't know, because I love, listen, I am the first one that tells you that people that say they're white witches, it's ridiculous not to think they're like wonderful people, because they work with the elements of the earth. Do I? No, I don't do it. But I'm not an earth angel. So,
that's exactly what they do, is they grind the herbs and blend the herbs and use them to make teas and tinctures to help you. And I have been drawn to that calling, but I keep pulling away from it.
Well, that's what they're saying. Don't drag your feet. First of all, you know, it's all semantics. The semantic is this. When you call somebody a white witch, you might not think it has a great connotation. But if you call somebody a magician, okay, because that magician show I was drawn to, they're witches. Mm-hmm. And if you call somebody a fairy or a or an angel who works with the elemental energies, what do you think they do? So it's all about what you call things. Yes. So don't get hung up on the words. You can call yourself an earth, I don't even know what you want to call yourself, but you're getting hung up on what you think you are versus what you should be doing. So
Christian. I was raised a Christian, and I still have that teaching in the back of my head that you don't do that stuff, you know?
Okay. Well, you don't drink tea or herbs? Go watch this show. I was drawn to it, and it's called The Magicians, and I couldn't figure out why. And it's about magic, people who perform magic. But when you really get into the show, I think there's one season, so I got into it, or two seasons. I was floored what they really were. They were witches, because what do you think magic is? They're magicians. So you can call yourself an earth magician. If that makes or helps you with the words,
I'll just call myself a goddess.
Yes, an earth goddess. Magician, yes. Yeah. And don't get hung up. They're really not wanting you to get hung up. That's why you're not making progress, and they had to hit you pretty hard. So you know what to do.
Because
you know
I keep trying to avoid the path, and that's the path I need to be on.
Absolutely. Because you're hung up on what that path means. And what that path means is healing, love, natural, and earth. And you are getting hung up on words that you really don't need to be using. They don't exist in my world. They just don't. People are either positively charged or negatively charged. So if you're a positively charged person, it doesn't matter what you call yourself, you're going to put positive charge and energy into this world. If you are a negatively charged person, you are going to put negatively charged words and actions and energy into this world, of which you're not. So I wouldn't worry about words. It's your actions and what it happens. And they keep telling me that, you know, why are you saying this? Put your money where your mouth is. So there you go. There's my reading for you.
I've invested the money. I've got the herbs and all the oils and all that in the other room. I just don't touch them, and I need to work with them.
Oh my goodness.
I have it all. I just haven't gotten into actually working with it.
Well, honey, do you know how much, and I don't want to know why I'm calling you honey unless you do work with honey.
Oh my God, that's so funny, because I actually just found out like 2 days ago that there is a deity that's been working with me all my life probably, and honey is one of the things she likes.
Oh my gosh, well here she is telling you that you better be doing this. You're just holding yourself back. You're holding yourself back from this lifetime to help cure, heal, and show the way. So, you know, we all have free will. And so if you want to be coming back the next time, Becca G, without me, you know, you might be, because unless you really are able to do this healing calling. And another thing is, in the nursing homes, those people blend teas. What do you think a big tea shop is? And I don't know why I keep saying teas. So the reason is that maybe, I don't know, they're loose and you can put them all together and put them in a tea bowl. But a lot of people will blend ginseng with peach and with this flavor and that flavor. They put it all in a tea bowl and it makes them feel better. And that is what herbal medicine, herbal treatments sometimes with that kind of stuff. There's much different roots for a lot of other healing go to. And I'm going to tell you right now that if you don't want to do it, then you are taking away what your true talent here.
I like the idea of making teas. I hadn't really thought about it though, but yeah, I could definitely get into that. And I wouldn't have any problem with doing the tea thing.
Yeah,
and even growing
growing
my own herbs and stuff to add to it.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter of learning the right ways.
Well, you're the shaman. You know what goes with what. Figure out the tincture that you need to help these people as well as yourself. You're going to be more medicinal for yourself and you'll be more tea and herb oriented for the addicted. But for yours and what you need to do for yourself, you need to be lurking for the herbs and the roots to do for yourself, which is medicine. So.
Yeah, and the deer just came out onto my front lawn, and the deer is a symbolism of taking care of yourself.
Well, you got the card. I read you the card. I couldn't even believe it. Take care of you. Take time for yourself. It's a two left. So, you know, again, put your money where your mouth is. Start making what you need. Start helping the people you need to. Or you don't know what happens the next time when they have to really drum it into your head what your life path is.
Okay, well, that's, you know, see, this is the thing. Everybody keeps telling me, oh, you're supposed to be doing readings. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And I haven't thought.
You haven't heard that from me.
I've heard it from several other people, though.
Okay, but you know what? I don't believe, Becca, that you can't do everything. You can't do everything perfect, like I just said yesterday on the show. But you can do something. You can have a specialty that you do, you throw yourself into. But what we were saying yesterday on the show, and I would go ahead back and listen to it, is this. Some people feel like if they throw themselves what they're into, they lose the other gifts. But that's not true. So what you've got to understand.
I just think my calling is the healing more than the reading.
Absolutely. Your calling is the healing, which is why you have earth energy, fairy energy, the use of all the elemental earth, wind, fire, air, herbs, spice, medicines, teas, smell. You have all of that at your disposal. You know?
I do. And I have the earth to do to grow the herbs to sell. So, yeah, or make teas with. Yes.
Okay. Well, honey, that is honey, and I keep calling you honey, and I don't use that word. I don't call people honey. There's something about honey, and you need to look into it. Yes.
Honey is a good healer. And actually, I've wanted to get into doing beehives and harvesting the honey. So.
Okay, well, then you already have your answer through this, through spirit, actually, from here. So is there anything else? And I'm going to ask you a question, but you know what I ask you all the time. So, but I do feel that you are on the right track. You need to put yourself on the right track. And nobody but you can pick yourself up and do that, and you know it. So there's your little scolding for the day. But you know you're on the right thing, because I just keep seeing. And also there's a honey called, and it's weird because I love it and it's weird, it's called sea grape honey, and I feel it's a binder that would also be used in tea. But look up sea grape honey. So okay. That's, I also see that. They're showing me that. Now, is there anything else that you, we do have another caller. Let me make sure that we haven't picked this one up because people are coming and going and I don't know what's happening on Blog Talk. But no, actually, you're going to give me a reading and then we're going to pick up 860. So, you know, today is my anniversary. Yesterday was my daddy's birthday and I was, Mark now owes me a reading. So what I want to know is, I just keep asking, but I'm going to ask this time because very quickly, that way it's on recorded and I can ask my kids to listen to it. So, so Lauren met a new group of kids, and I'm not going to use a last name, but three other girls that are just like her. And she met them at that, you know, retreat that they all went on for first year. She was really, really not happy to go. And then she went there and she swore everybody was looking at her, all the attending. And it actually ended up being really good. She met three other girls that were absolutely fabulous and they are now her new friends. So how do you feel that's going to work out? Are these the girls that everybody sees being around her?
I think so, yeah. I think it's going to be good for her. It's going to help her get out more, where she's going to get more connections.
Well, two are married, and one is not, and she's not. So you got two single, two married. And they're all studious. They all love to go out to movies and go to brunch, and they're not drinkers, which is what the problem has been with the other girls and guys.
Yeah, no, so I think it's going to be very good for her.
Okay. And do you feel, and I've asked you before, so I just want to, when do you feel that her soulmate will be walking in, and has she met him already? And you can, you know, please ask your angels. I'm not attached to the outcome.
I still feel like she's already met him, and it's just a matter of time before everything comes together.
So do I. Okay. And do you have any time frame I can give her? Not so much that it's all going to happen, but that she'll start, like, they'll start figuring each other out.
Yeah, I still get the six, so I still have to say either June, 6 weeks, 6 months.
Okay, so that's good. All right, and I think that's all. And then, you know, my building, they just put an offer on the building. It's a group that will be using the building themselves, and then it's a huge conglomerate, and so... Do you feel that these are the people? One already fell through. So do you feel these are the people that are going to?
I think they would definitely buy it. And I kind of feel like it's time to just let it go. So even though you might not get what you want, you're better off to just let it go and get rid of it.
Well, that's what we thought. But here, I put a counter offer in, and I want to see what you think. I said, if we're going to go down 300, which you know what that is, that each of the real estate people, because it's a cash deal, that would be 8%. I said that they need to come down 0.5%. So it should be 4, 3.5 and 3.5. Do you think they're going to go for that? Because it's a quick sale.
I do. Just to get this sold, I think they will.
Okay, that's what I think too.
The headache needs to be gone, so you need to agree to it because it's just going to get rid of the headaches, the stress, and the worry, which is tearing on both of your health. So the real thing making you sick is all of that stress.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we are involved in a suit, you know, with a car. And I haven't heard anything. And I know that you know, we still haven't heard anything. And so I am hoping what you're going to say is...
No worries.
Okay,
I
can
still hear, don't worry about that. That's not going to be a problem. It's not going to be an issue.
Okay.
They have
fabulous.
Not got a leg to stand on.
Okay. But is it? Yeah. Perfect. All right. That's my whole big worry. Maybe I'll get better. So, and, how about, can you squish into the health of my husband and me? Well, you already know I'm sick, but it's only sick because I've got the flu. But how about my husband? He got a terrible case of poison oak. This is the third time, and it chewed his body up. I mean, oh my God. So I think he's getting over it, but how do you see his health?
Yeah, I think he's going to get over it, but yeah, I keep hearing Benadryl. Is he taking Benadryl or something to counteract
it? No, he can't. Yeah, he can't take anything because he's on call. He can't. So he's just, he refuses to itch it. Are you kidding? I'd be itching my whole body. I think it's like a, you know, because he's.
An oatmeal bath. Try oatmeal baths. Just take like a nylon or a nylon foot sock and put oatmeal in it and put it in the tub. And then that will help soothe it. It's a natural remedy, and it will help soothe that itchiness.
Oh, so you must be using all of your now knowledge that we have told you. That is more like the shamanism. Great girl. I love this. Okay, I am going to pick up the next caller, and we need to make it quick. Thank you for the reading, and I hope you enjoyed yours. 860.
I did, thank you.
Thank you. 860, you are on with the angels. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Thank you so much. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Lisa. Our lives are sounding similar because we're having financial court problem and I'm having health problem. My husband's been sicker than he's ever been in his life this week. My question is this the financial thing that's been going on for 4 years going to resolve in our favor soon? And they just told me that I have kidney problems, so I'm scared to death today. Is that going to be bad or worse?
Rebecca?
I don't really, I'm not getting much on the kidneys thing right now. What I'm hearing on that is there needs to be more testing to determine on the kidney part.
Booked a boatload this morning.
Well, wait for those results to come back. Don't panic yet. Wait till they get all the results in.
Okay.
Do you have a familial kidney disease? Any of your parents have any type of kidney problems?
No, nobody. But nobody has anything I have. I'm just me.
Well, you gotta start talking positively, because that's what I'm trying to do. Because I don't feel, I know you're gonna have all these tests, but I'm not feeling it. So I feel like you'll have all these tests, and they'll come out with some big words. I just don't see you. I know I'm not going to squish into that because I'm not a doctor. I'm only a nurse, and you know, even though I think I'm a doctor, I can't do that. And that is my field, which is kidneys and bladders. But what spirit's telling me is, without you telling me anymore, if whatever it is, it won't be life threatening. Is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that was the sense I had too. Was that it's not? Don't get panicked because it's not as severe as they're making you think.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Thank you. And this bank.
Yeah, I think it might be a matter of a medication that will make a difference, or more fluids, or something. But I don't feel this is life. It's not life threatening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm not a doctor, but my feeling is it's not going to. Yeah, not going to be that drastic.
That's good news. Thank you. I've had enough drastic. And we've been in bankruptcy for 4 years. The other lawyer took our money and took our money and took our money and then disappeared. So now we're finally got a new lawyer, and I'm wondering if this is going to be resolved in our favor, and if you could tell me when, because I think this is making me sick.
I'm not getting anything on that at all.
Okay, so here's what I'm seeing. I feel like it's making first we have your soul is sick, is what I'm feeling. So when that happens, then it makes our body, our soul affects our body. So that's why I love like natural products. That's why I'm like really excited that Becca's going to go into it. So I feel that when you get results, you might want to try, when it's not life-threatening and they want to give you some medication, there might be something that you could take also that's more natural, because I feel like this is all about your soul being sick that's creating this in your body. And souls being sick can create cancer, it can create the IBS, it can create everything, but I feel that this, whatever this suit is, it's like us. I mean, whatever this suit is, it's creating or the bankruptcy. I do feel that this new lawyer will help you. I don't feel that you have long. You know, bankruptcy for me looks like you have another, to get out of a bankruptcy situation, you know, it's about 7 years. You do know that, right?
Yes. I just want the immediate to be over. It's been hell with this lawyer taking our money and jerking us around in plain English.
Well, I do feel that's coming to an end. So I feel that this guy is shaking his head going, what did they do? I do feel also, have you written the bar about this guy?
Written a what?
The bar.
The Legal Bar Association.
We're waiting for it to be, this part to be over, because we don't know who his friends are in the court and we don't want to make him madder at us. But this lawyer that we hired has also got 13 other clients that he did this to, so he's been doing this to an awful lot of people for a long time, so I'm sure it's going to catch up with him.
Well, it won't catch up if nobody will report it because they're afraid of it. So you've got to report him. And I was getting the same thing. You need to report what he's done to you.
We're just waiting for this part to be over because he used to tell us how many friends he had at the court. So we're a little scared of that because they're giving us such
Well, that's a bullshit artist. Sorry.
Yeah.
Of course, he's telling you that because he doesn't want you to turn him in. He doesn't want you to turn him in.
Yeah.
Of course.
What I feel like is the more afraid you are, the less bold you are, and the more this will affect you. A good lawyer won't care what you do. You don't have to tell anybody you're writing the bar. You don't have to tell anybody. You write the bar and tell them and send proof. They're going to want proof because I have another client. Well, it's not my client, but who is went through the same thing. They called and asked me because I was the second opinion on this. This answer, but until they actually wrote the bar, the lawyer that was with them said, "No, you do what you have to do. This is horrible. This is not something you should have gone through. If you don't want to write the bar, that's fine. It's something you have to decide, but don't do it because you're afraid that this lawyer."
I want to go after the, you know. I definitely want to go after the. You know what? You can't even begin to believe the hell he's put and the money he's taken so much money from.
Yeah, and you're probably never going to get it back. But what he will do is, if there is more than one, which is what you're telling me, and they stand up, that I feel like he will be. They'll try to disbar him, which means that he's going to have to answer to this. And I feel if they don't disbar him, they'll say you have 2 years that you can't practice law or you can't go into. I feel like he will be disciplined, but you have got to be the spearhead. And your stuff is coming to an end. You are going to the beginning or the middle or whatever you're waiting for is not going to be much longer. But you've got to let go of it because I feel it being so strong in your soul. You got to let go of it. You have to say there's things that I can't control, like I have to say, and I can do the best I can. But what I can't do is get sick and my soul sick because if I do, then he won. So what I don't want you to do is give up. You can't. But you have got to stop and let it go to know that you are now with the lawyer that's going to take care of you, and it is in there. You've got to let it go because I can feel it. But I only have 90 seconds. I would love you to call back next week. Next week I should be on all week. I'm hoping not to be sick. But I feel that unless you have anything, Becca, else that you want to tell her, chamomile tea is what I'm hearing.
You know. Don't let fear stop you from doing what needs to be done and trust that it's going to, your restitution's on its way.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, can you hear me exhaling, girls?
Chamomile tea.
Bless you both.
You're welcome.
You good luck.
Bye-bye. Good luck. Okay, Becca, I've got to thank you. We've got 48 seconds left. Becca G, she does this for a living. I think, Becca, you said that at the end of the summer, you would let everybody know how to get a hold of you unless you are taking, you know, clients right now.
They can reach me at BeccaGWaters@gmail.com.
Perfect. And write and put in the little subject line, you know, whatever you want, healing or I saw you on the show so that Becca knows who you are. Anyway,
right.
I love you. You know you're always welcome on the show. You rock the house every time you're here, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.